Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, with her new album, Sowing Acorns Out, my next guest has been very busy between online gigs of her own, curating other artists' concerts, getting ready for Temple Bar Tradfest, and even winning the praises of an iconic folk singer-songwriter. Emma Langford will be with us in a few minutes, but first, here's a specially commissioned live-at-home version of The Winding Way Down to Kells Bay.
Yes, the ocean could carry our worries away on the winding way down.
That's Emma Langford and her beautiful song, The Winding Way Down to Kells Bay, from her album, Sowing Acorns. And Emma's with me now. Morning, Emma.
Hi, how's it going?
Thanks so much for joining us. It's a beautiful piece, and I gather it's dedicated to your great-granduncle Eamon Langford. Is that right?
It is, that's correct. Yeah, I wrote it a couple of years ago. He died suddenly in South Kerry, in the winding way down to Kells Bay is where he lived. I wanted to write something around that time just in memory of him and to kind of honour the gorgeous sense of community I got to experience when we were visiting him. Cathair Sévin is just this beautiful corner of the country, and I kind of went there as a bit of a blow-in, and he got me to join in the kind of the sing-song that he would host, or he would be part of every month, which I was very reluctant to do. And the day after I finally went down and finally joined him on the sing-song, we lost him. So I wanted to write something that I'd be able to bring to that sing-song in future. So hopefully I'll get back sometime soon.
It's a beautiful song. We were due, Emma, to have you in for a special mini session last November, but you had to change your plans at the very last moment. You weren't feeling well, but luckily it didn't turn out to be something too serious.
Yeah, no, you know, it's a funny thing at the moment. I think we all have to just take it's a really frustrating thing, obviously, and not everyone is in the same privileged position to be able to do so. But when you have any kind of sense of any symptoms whatsoever, you do have to take every precaution. You can't take the risk of putting anyone else in danger if you're carrying something. So, yeah, I was due to travel. I got a sore throat that morning and it just wasn't worth the risk. So I didn't do it. But I'm thrilled to be able to be on your show this morning. And I didn't have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to travel to do it, which is great.
Yeah, much better. And you only launched your second album, Sowing Acorns, in September, but you've managed to do several gigs, albeit virtually. You know, has that been the theme of the last few months for you between an October bank holiday one for RT Radio 1 and virtual shows in Belfast recently?
Yeah. If the theme you're talking about is, you know, constant challenges and an uphill climb. Yes, it has. It's amazing to get the opportunity to deliver a performance to an audience that is bigger than any audience I might have been able to reach otherwise, in many senses, because people can tune in from all over the world. But I really miss being in front of a real live audience who I can actually feel reacting to the music. And, you know, when I make a joke to the camera, I can kind of get a sense that people are laughing because 5 seconds later they'll comment on it. it's different, obviously, to being in a room with people. So I just can't wait to actually be able to do that again.
Yeah, a lot of artists say that. I mentioned you were in Belfast in November when you were able to travel, curating a series of virtual shows from the Duncairn Arts Centre. Tell us about them and who was taking part.
Yeah, that was amazing to be able to do, actually. That was such a privilege. So it's the Duncairn Arts Centre, who are just this phenomenal community-based group, and they put on all kinds of events and they host all kinds of meetings and things. And then they bring artists in from all over the place. And they've been doing this regular virtual cabaret-style thing with a series of different artists. And because I've got a really good relationship with them, they trusted me enough to visit the Duncairn and bring a big gaggle of musicians with me. Everything was guaranteed to be so safe. They made sure that we were all following guidelines and kind of, you know, kept everything very, very safe. But we managed to record a big 2-hour concert with Talu McKay and her band, my own band, some of whom you're going to hear on the next track. And we had my cellist, Alec Brown, as well, playing a duo set with Lucia McPartlin, who, again, you're going to hear on the next track. So, and you heard it on Kells Bay as well. Yeah. So it was just gorgeous. It was such a beautiful opportunity to get to do it. And it was perfectly produced. It was like TV quality, you know. So to have, I think the one really beautiful thing to come out of this whole situation is that a lot of artists have gorgeous videos and audio recordings now that they might not have otherwise gotten to make. So that's been really special.
And you also coordinated a Christmas song for the Irish diaspora, kind of a version of I'll Be Home for Christmas, If Only in My Dreams, along with the To Be Irish initiative. How is that?
Yeah, that was mad to be able to do, actually. I got an email asking me to do a series of videos, and obviously the window closed on that and we didn't get to do anything that elaborate, but we did wind up making this gorgeous video. I recruited the help of a few artists who are away for Christmas who weren't able to make it home, and got to just kind of celebrate their talent and give them a sense of connecting with their families at home and all that kind of thing, which was nice to be able to do. You know, I think it's a special thing when you are making art and when you have a platform to be able to kind of share it with other people and to reach out a little bit and make people feel like they're kind of at home in a way.
Absolutely. Temple Bar Tradfest is taking place online this month. You're going to be part of it, aren't you, Emma?
I am, yeah. It's taking place over a series of different concerts. There's loads and loads of artists taking part in it. It's nice to be able to do it because I don't come from a trad background as such myself, but I've really found myself welcomed with open arms into the community. And I think for Ireland to have a festival, obviously we have Doolin, we have the Willie Clancy Festival, we've loads of brilliant trad festivals, but to have one that's as kind of wide-reaching and as all-encompassing as Temple Bar Trad is brilliant to have. And the online concerts that are happening this month really celebrate that. So I got to sit down with Donal Lunny and Andy Irvine and Fiacc No Brain On and play a tune and have a chat, which just being in the same room as other musicians and sitting around like that, almost like a session, was nice. And I think I feel like the Tradfest TV crew have nailed that quality, that in-the-room session quality.
We're going to end now with your version of the Janis Ian classic at 17. But before we do, you've actually got into a surprising correspondence with Janis Ian, haven't you, during the summer?
Yeah, that came as a really nice surprise. I was checking my emails one morning and I had this email from Janis Ian, and I 100% thought someone was taking the mic. I thought one of my friends was, you know, just messing with me or something, or just a random spam bot that had just used her name. I didn't think it was her. So I had this email that started with, "Hello, my name is Janis Ian and I'm a songwriter." And I was like, all right, okay, whatever, fake Janis Ian. But yeah, she was starting this project called the Better Times Project, and she was inviting various artists to contribute to it by doing a version of this song. And I had already done a couple of her songs, and including Tea and Sympathy and At 17. So someone obviously, or Sean Timmins in Philadelphia, actually, to be specific, put me her way. So she checked me out, she loved what I did, she got in touch, and we had this over and back for a while where she was sending me her feminist anthems and I was sending her my feminist anthems. And we had great fun chatting, and we've been in touch since. And I asked her if it would be okay if I did this version of her song for national radio, and she said she'd be delighted to know there's a version of the song by me out there. So
it's a beautiful version of it, Emma. And look, there's so many messages coming in praising. I'm just going to bring you one. Got an email this morning from Claire Watts. She said, "I'm really looking forward, Miriam, to hearing Emma on your show this morning. As a singer-songwriter myself, trying to find a foothold during these very strange months, I find that Emma always inspires me with her ferocious work ethic, her humility, humour, and a generosity of spirit that shines a light for all of us." So there you go. Hello. Emma, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the Temple Bar Tradfest. And we're going to play out now with the version you recorded specially for us on this show of Janis Ian's At 17.
Thanks.
That love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. Those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called and say, "Come dance with me," and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. At 17, a brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, "Pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve." Relationed hometown queen marries into what she needs, a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember those who win the game lose the love they sought to gain in Devonshire. dubious integrity. Their small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received. At 17, those of us who knew the pain of Valentines that never came, and those whose names were never called when choosing sides at basketball, it was long ago and far away. The world was younger than today, and dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We all play the game, and when we dare to cheat ourselves at solitaire, inventing lovers on the phone, repenting other lives unknown, that call and say, come dance with me, murmur vague obscenities at ugly girls like me at 17.